Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, over the years, Lee, the New York Times actually done a really good job documenting the mass murder of farmers in South Africa and the brutality of it. In fact, the first time I ever read about it was in the New York Times, which was years ago. And they like to do these murders when they do them, and mobs will go in, sometimes tied to local governments, sometimes not. They'll take your land and they will butcher the people with axes. 4,000 farmers and their families, and I'm talking not just the farmers, but also their children, their wives, murdered this way since 1994, that we know of. That's probably a low estimate. And they take the land. Again, well documented in the New York Times archives. They should check them sometimes. But right now, they need a different set of facts because they want to paint Trump as some sort of racist. Well, Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, was out yesterday talking about the left's horror that Trump would extend refugee benefits to these people. I don't know why. They're in danger of being killed in a country that is increasingly falling into lawlessness. So she spelled it out yesterday. And the media's take on this is, well, it's because they're white. No. No, it's not. This is and she's spinning this the right way. This is a restoration of the promise of what the integrity of what the refugee program is supposed to be. It is only for people who are in danger of being killed by their government or killed in some way in their country. That is the only people who are ever supposed to get it. And that is why all of the people that Biden let in, over 90% of them don't get the status when they finally have their hearing. It sucks if you've had a natural disaster. It sucks if your country is poor and gang-ridden. Those things do not qualify you for refugee status. Your government has to be trying to kill you, or you have to have a significant fear for your own physical safety. That's it. Those are the only ways you could get. Congress could change it if the Democrats don't like it. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem explaining this.
What President Trump is doing is adding integrity back into our immigration programs and our refugee programs, making sure that individuals that get the chance to come to America, be a part of opportunity and freedom and liberty, are actually people who are being persecuted by their government at home, that are having acts of violence perpetuated by them. These South African families had their land taken from them. The South African government was committing and perpetuating and facilitating acts of violence against them and their families. And they have found a place in the United States of America where they can sleep peacefully at night. This is exactly what President Trump said he would do during the campaign and committed to the American people, is that he would put integrity back into this country. He would follow the rule of law and make sure that he followed the refugee program just like Congress dictated it should operate.
Well, some of these members of Congress.
Yeah, this was always how it was intended to be used. And so isn't it ironically that the one legitimate use of it and Democrats go wild?
Well, of course, because anything that Donald Trump tries to do is going to be wrong in their eyes. That's their plan right now anyway. But
Meanwhile, it's okay, though, to open our borders to whoever shows up and let them live in America for 7 to 10 years till they finally have their hearing to find out if they qualify to be refugees. But if we move people who've already had their farms taken and are in danger of being killed with an axe by a maniacal crowd, we take them. Now, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And you know what the difference is here? This is the greatest irony of all. This is legal. All the paperwork is done. This is legal immigration. And they go nuts.
So there was due process.
Yes! The one thing Trump does immigration-wise that enrages them is follow the law. These are not illegal immigrants. That's the irony. The people they want to keep are. And we're told Trump is a racist by extending this immigration benefit to them when they are clearly qualified for it. Don't believe me? Read the archives of the New York Times. They find the children cut into pieces. That is how bad that is. In South Africa, and South Africa is degenerating by the day. It's that place, I mean, I don't even think they're going to have a tourism industry at the rate they're going. It is a very dangerous place. Once you lose your land and you don't have somewhere surrounded by walls to live, you are in danger for your life. That's how crazy that country is. But we're supposed to pretend it's not so. Meanwhile, while the Democrats accuse Trump of all kinds of terrible things for bringing people here the correct and lawful way, Pete Buttigieg is out there standing up for the kind of immigrants they love, human traffickers who are wanted by Interpol because they're gang members, like St. Kilmer, Abrigo Garcia. They're still trying. They're trying so hard. He was on the campaign trail.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Defending St. Kilmer again yesterday.
They're saying like, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's a criminal. The whole point is that no one person, least of all, no one politician gets to decide that you're a criminal. Who decides? We have a process. We have laws. That's what due process is. You're not a criminal because the head of the government of the country you live in says you're a criminal.
So he's good, though. Come here illegally, spend your time transporting illegal immigrants, have an Interpol wanted notice be on the lookout for you. You're good, though. It's all good. But God forbid you follow the law, come here the right way, and be legitimately a refugee whose government's trying to kill you or the people in your country are, and that's a problem. This is Democrats today. This is where they are. Meanwhile, I am fascinated by this on the left because of what it represents. Jake Tapper is out there with his new book, Original Sin.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, this is funny. And this entire book is a blame game, basically saying that the Democrat Party confused the White House, the liberal White House press corps, because there were no conservatives in the press corps. You weren't allowed to have, except Peter Ducey. You weren't allowed to have those. And they were all lied to, victimized, and confused by the Democrat Party. They had no idea Joe Biden had dementia. Yet they saw him every day. Lee, You and I knew Joe Biden had dementia.
Oh, good grief, yes. We talked about it during the campaign.
Yes!
When he was campaigning for president.
From the basement, because he had dementia.
We talked about it when he was vice president, for crying out loud, during the Obama administration.
So, but this is kind of deep. This is a very real crisis on their side. I didn't realize how real it was until my brother came over after the, he's very liberal, and came over after the debate. And he was shell-shocked. Absolutely shocked. And my kids know, Lee, they're not allowed to talk politics with my brother. Not allowed. Cannot. Nope. Can't say anything. Unless he brings it up, but then they have to be very careful, right? So they'll look at us like, can we respond? My brother was sitting there, and it's because we love him. We want him to come back. He brought it up, and he's like, oh, I couldn't believe Joe Biden at the debate. Like, he really is, you know, degenerated. He was shocked because the media told him it wasn't so. And the kids are like, they're like making eyes at each other. They're looking at each other, eyes as big as saucers, like, you didn't know? Like, we saw it on TikTok. You didn't know? That's how insulated, isolated their media is and how warped your brain gets from watching it. Like, how could you not know? And I just very gently said, well, you know, honestly, watching that debate, that was not one of Joe Biden's worst days. And I was like, you know, you want me to show you some of those? Because, I mean, I got them on my Twitter feed. I didn't think that debate, like, in terms of dementia and Joe, that was probably like a 6.5 to 7 day. I mean, he had some full-on 10 days.
Yeah.
They didn't know. And now the mainstream media is in crisis. And they are. They're panicked because there's people like my brother who cannot conceive of the idea that the mainstream media would lie to them. They cannot believe it. They will not see it. And if you look at liberalism, in modern liberalism today, what is it? It is based on the idea that if you join and you're one of them, you are the smartest person in the room. You are the most informed. They never lie. They're the only ones who are in possession of the truth. This shatters that. And that's why they're, I think, spending so much time on it. They're trying to recover their credibility, ironically, by lying and saying they didn't know. Leo, we didn't know. Oh, the Democrat Party deceived us. The leaders deceived us.
I just think it's hilarious that Tapper, the very one who would sit in the White House press corps and say everything that the Trump administration during his first administration, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, but then couldn't figure out that the Democrat Biden White House was lying to him.
He knew.
Of course he knew.
No, he's just profiting off a whole new set of lies.
All these people knew. I'm sorry. For any Democrat in office, and for most of them who claim to be Democrats, who want to claim that they didn't know how bad Biden was, you're lying to me when you tell me that, because you knew. You absolutely knew. You were not that, that far from reality where you did not know this. You just didn't want to admit it to anybody, even yourself.
Well, this whole thing is another cover-up because they've got to convince their sheeple that they didn't know. They didn't cover it up.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.